Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmith, he's here. He's seated. He's ready to roll. He's got all his notes. He's got his material.
I'm somewhat caffeinated.
We're going to talk about straight wall. It's a straight wall weekend.
That's right.
That's a round.
Straight walled weekend.
That's a type of round. I've picked that up by osmosis.
You've just garnered that knowledge.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. You're like a sponge.
Yeah.
You are like a sponge, Dan.
Like a really dirty old one that's nasty smelling. And,
Oh, come on. Don't go. It was a nice thought for a moment.
It was.
Well, you know what today is?
What's that?
It's 10-4, good buddy.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Today's October 4th,
that's
man.
That's right. That's right.
I was gonna do the whole thing today's show like, CW McCall. You know? Comes through like I'm talking on a CB. And
sorry about that if we broke your amps.
I bet
you did a good machine gun rat-a-tat-tat when you were a kid,
oh,
too.
Oh, you know, I could make all kinds of crazy noises, yeah. But my brothers always made me bark like a beagle so that I could get the pheasants going, uh-huh. And the rabbits going, and when I was hunting.
But run out there, you know, out in the line of fire.
You go out
scare
and run,
them out.
Run back and forth like a dog would, you know, and they treated me like a...
That's terrible.
They treated me terrible. So anyways, this is the Gunsmith Show. Glad to have you with us this morning, and of course, it's going to be a hot, nice weekend. Sure doesn't feel like October, but it's these cool mornings are great.
Yeah.
But these hot days, man, I tell you what, this is going to be something. We got a few days of hot weather. It doesn't really feel like bow season, does it? Although I've seen a lot of deer taken already.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to do a countdown anymore because it's already here. It's bow season. You know,
yeah,
no countdown needed. And deer season's coming up next. So
the segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
It is. And their number is 810-429-6957. Now, he's a licensed builder, excellent designer, and darn near a miracle worker when it comes to really, really cool decks. I mean, the stuff
work.
He has done, I'm amazed all the time and proud every time I see his work. You can go to his website and check it out. It's ReliableExteriorPro.com. And does it just a fabulous job. So it's Jeremy at Reliable, 810-429-6957. And you can always link to it right from our website, thegss.com. All the sponsors are on there all the time. And that's thegss.com. You can also email me at shooter@thegss.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can... watch us on in Facebook, it's The Gunsmith Show, and you can watch us on YouTube as well. But the coolest thing is on The Gunsmith Show's website, thegss.com, you can link right to our shows and they're podcasted right there. So you can hear this and send it to your friends, do whatever you want with it, download it in segments, and it's a lot of fun. So glad it's there for you, and hopefully you'll use it as a tool. That way you can remember what we said, and if it's something that you really want to pick apart or question me about, go for it.
Use it to fall asleep to.
Well, I don't know if you could fall asleep to me and you talking.
Well.
Maybe you could. Our wives might differ.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm thinking.
So today we're going to compare and contrast the four big deer hunting rounds for us hunters in lower Michigan. Now, it's not counting shotguns and pistols and a lot of the single shotguns and the like. It's straight walled weekend. We're talking the 350 Legend, the 400 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, and the new up and comer, the 360 Buckhammer. Okay, so those four. Now there's more, but we're dealing with these right now because these are the four big commercially made ones. We're going to start talking about some of the Great Lakes rounds here shortly, but for right now, this is what we got going. Now, first segment we're going to talk about here is the 350 Legend. And the 360 Buckhammer. We're going to discuss both of them. But developed by Winchester, the 350, in 2019, is introduced as the fastest production straight-walled cartridge in the world. But that fell to the wayside pretty quickly because it was outperformed by other cartridges quickly. But the intro was a little rough. Winchester developed this round, and then I think... the beginning of COVID, a lot of problems. And what happened was they faltered when it came to putting their new Winchester rifles chambered in that round on the market. So it'd be like Dodge coming out with a new Hemi motor, but they didn't have a car to put it in. So you got this hot rod sitting in a box on the shelf fun round to deer hunt with, easy recoil, lots of good things about it. And, you know, breaking it out as, you know, the fastest production straight walled cartridge in the world, but then not having a rifle to put it in. So it was rough on Winchester, although they made the ammunition and they owned the rights to it. They just didn't get the rifles out quickly. They had problems. And what happened was everybody else beat them to the punch. Mossberg, Savage, lots of manufacturers, and AR manufacturers were pumping them out left and right. Now Winchester right now does not make any ARs. So that might change. But, like, look what Ruger's doing. Even Ruger has 350s out. So you've got, and they got them in bold actions and in ARs. Now, as far as I know on the ARs, I believe they do. But the point is, the Winchester screwed up. They had a beautiful rifle called the XPR, and they finally got it out late. They were beautiful. They were well done, and they finally hit the market. So, personally, I was so hyped up, honestly, to get a rifle chambered in a 35 caliber. I grew up on 357 Magnums and 35 Remington, so I was geeked to think about having a 35 caliber AR rifle to deer hunt with. I knew we could hand load it and take those pistol loads and make them super hot and all this stuff. Well, it hasn't worked out exactly that way, although you can load these specifically for how you want to hunt them. You just got to make sure the size of your bullet's right and you're doing the right thing. But they've done a pretty darn good job of getting this thing out there, and it is gathering a storm behind it because there's a tremendous following for it. It is a very, very sought after rifle now. And I was just excited about how many hunters are going to want to use it. Lower recoil, accurate, easy to shoot, effective. I mean, it's no barn burner. It's not hitting with the freight train that a 450 Bushmaster does, but it does hit effectively. It's more powerful than a muzzle loader. You know, you're going to hit harder than that. You're getting pretty good feet per second. You're getting 2,100 feet per second to 2,300 feet per second out of your bullets. And as it, there's three different offerings, 160, 165, and 180 grain. Now, that's out of a 20 inch barrel. So if you go shorter barrel, you're not going to get that good at ballistics out of it, but you're getting 1,700 to 1,900 foot-pounds of energy. So compare that to, say, a 9mm, where you're getting 300 foot-pounds of energy. Tremendous difference with the same size bullet, because it is basically a 9mm bullet. It's just bigger, more power behind it, and pointed. And it comes in a shell that's basically a straight-walled 223 shell, is how the caliber was invented. Fits right into an AR magazine perfectly, so it's a good fit. And all I can say is, if you have a 350 and you like it, enjoy it, practice with it, and know where to hit your deer or your desired target. Shot placement is very important, and you know, let's all be ethical hunters. Now, the other one I want to talk about this segment is the 360 Buckhammer. Now, this is basically the newest one to the market. That and the 400 Legend are almost the same time frame. But the 360 Buckhammer is a rimmed cartridge. It's basically a 30-30 straight-walled, straight out. There's no bottleneck to it whatsoever. Bullet diameter is 358, so this one's better for shooting your 357 Magnum bullets. But you can go, these are made for round nose and more like what the 35 Remington was, a round nose bullet for a lever action gun. This is a rimmed cartridge, so it's designed for a lever action gun. That's what it's built for. Remington built this, but Remington's having a lot of problems too. You know, they are trying to dig out of bankruptcy and get back with their feet steady on the ground. But this gun they've designed, and they truly designed this one. It's funny, they took a 30-30 Winchester cartridge and made their own cartridge out of it called the 360 Buckhammer. But it pushes a 180 grain bullet at 2,400 feet per second. That's hitting with 2,300 foot-pounds of energy. So that actually can exceed just a whole bunch of other guns, more power than a lot of your slug guns and everything. So they got a 200 grain bullet that's going 2,200 feet per second, and it's hitting with 2,150. So that's actually slightly exceeding what a 35 Remington could do. So it's a good round for down here. I'm impressed. Now they're all available. You can usually find the 350s everywhere. The 360s are a little tougher to find. Ammo, if you know you got one and you're going to need some ammo for hunting season, snatch it up as soon as you see it, because it will be gone quickly. And oddly enough, both these calibers are also available in revolvers. They are in the BFR line of revolvers, biggest, finest revolver, the BFR. They're huge hand cannons. They would basically require a shoulder strap to carry them in the woods because they're about 5 pounds. But strong, strong handguns, and if that's something you're looking for, they're out there between $1,000 and $1,500. So pretty interesting to see these handguns that are basically hugely more powerful than a 357 Magnum available for us to hunt with in a handgun or a rifle. So I'm excited about both of them. I like them both. I wouldn't, you know, back to my old line, I wouldn't kick either one of them out of bed. The 360 Buckhammer works with a 1 in 12 twist, where the 350 Legend is designed in a 1 in 16 twist. So both of them are almost the same. The case length on the 350 is 1.7 inches, and the case length on the 360 Buckhammer, I believe, is 1.7. And so they fit into that straight-walled cartridge window perfectly and seem to work good. So I'm hearing that 360 Buckhammers might not make it, but I have a hard time believing that. That's a good-sounding round, and I think it'll have good follow-through. It might take a little while. It's brand new. So you're not going to see any of them used on the market right now. You know what I mean? So, Dano, are you looking for a deer hunting gun this year?
Yep.
Yeah? What, are you going to go for an F-150, or are you going to go for maybe a Chevy Silverado?
No, I think my 2009 Buick's.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. Yep. Great. Yeah. We've seen a lot of deer hit right now. I tell you, it's sad.
They're all over.
It is. They are all
turkey
over.
Turkey, too. I stepped out back for a minute, and this one just took off flying. I mean, these birds are huge.
Oh, they are.
They're all over around here.
Bejesus out of you when you're in the woods.
Hey, we got to take a break. We'll do that. Right. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.